E-commerce platforms are on the hook for confronting sketchy coronavirus listings and price gouging, and they're not quite as used to it as social media is. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. There is high demand online for disinfecting wipes and hand sanitizer, face masks, things people hope will prevent coronavirus. So much so that we've seen inflated prices for those items on Amazon and eBay, even on Walmart's online store and places like Etsy. Other online sellers are making claims that certain products will help when there's no proof they actually will. Amazon has removed over 1 million items from third-party sellers and says it's working with officials in multiple states to prosecute the, quote, worst offenders for price gouging on coronavirus-related items. And eBay is blocking new listings of disinfecting wipes, N95 surgical masks, and hand sanitizer. Louise Metzakis covers online platforms for Wired.
I think that the eBay story says two things. One, eBay doesn't really have the capacity to handle this on a listing by listing basis. So they're just like, you know, we're not going to deal with this anymore. And then secondly, I think it points to how these platforms are really responsive to public relations crises. You know, eBay doesn't want to sell something that a bunch of people are really upset about. Amazon doesn't either. But I think that Amazon is more willing to kind of go listing by listing and try and take kind of a scalpel at this rather than a hammer. And eBay is just like, we don't have the capacity to even deal with this right now.
What about Amazon? Does it actually have the resources to sort of scalpel this problem in the near future and beyond?
I honestly don't think so. I'm still seeing a lot of price gouging. I'm still seeing a lot of misleading listings for the kinds of face masks that actually won't protect you from the virus. So I think that these issues are going to continue to be a problem. And I think that they show that, you know, just like social platforms have to respond to misinformation about a public health crisis, these e-commerce platforms also have to figure out how to have like a very controlled response. I think that this is one of the first, you know, big crises where these e-commerce platforms have had to figure out kind of a content moderation strategy, just like the social platforms have. And I don't know if they're really ready for that in the same way.
I wonder if this is an arena where, like with so many things with tech platforms, some regulation would help. You know, tech platforms have resisted a lot of regulation and oversight, but I wonder if they might be just, it would be helpful for them to have a rule to follow instead of having to sort of like go into a secret boardroom and make a rule.
I actually think that that's a great idea. I've gotten a ton of emails from people who work in contracting and construction because they actually need to wear these masks to do their job by law in a lot of places. And they can't get a hold of them. So there are contracting jobs that are on hold right now because they can't actually get the supplies that they need. Those sorts of unintended consequences are the sorts of things that regulation can prepare for ahead of time. You know, like, I think that would be great. It also makes it a lot easier for Amazon to make this decision very quickly and not have pushback from their sellers or pushback from consumers. And they can just point it off to the regulators and say, this is already a pre-made decision and we're following the regulation, rather than having to exactly scramble and come up with their own piecemeal decisions here, which I think is really ineffective and creates a lot of backlash for them. I think they would actually welcome that.
And then as a result, of course, we're seeing sellers inflate prices and other sellers even sort of offering, you know, products that they say will guard against coronavirus when they actually won't, right? How widespread is this sort of generalized misbehavior?
What's complicated here is that there are legitimate supply chain issues as well. So on one hand, I think that there are opportunistic sellers who are trying to kind of, you know, jack up the price of hand sanitizer, jack up the price of face masks to entice shoppers who are scared and willing to pay more than they usually would. But I think that there are also issues where I've heard from sellers who are saying that distributors are actually raising their list prices because they're having trouble getting a hold of stock, or they're having trouble actually producing these goods at the level of which they're demanded. So I think that you are seeing some legitimate supply and demand issues here, in addition to opportunistic people who are trying to make a buck off of a crisis. So I think this is a really kind of, you know, multifaceted issue. And it's not as simple as just like, oh, you know, this guy wants to make a bunch of money off people who want to sanitize their hands more than usual. It's also that this is this really complicated supply chain that we've created where now, you know, people are accustomed to going on Amazon and getting something cheap in, you know, as little as 24 hours to their doorstep. And when that's not possible, you kind of see the cracks in the infrastructure here where there are legitimate issues where, you know, within China, where it was the epicenter of the virus originally, where all these factories are, where a lot of things like hand sanitizer and masks are actually created. So I think that there are kind of more issues here than you might expect from a supply chain perspective.
Louise Metzakis covers online platforms for Wired. Facebook announced late last week that it would also ban ads and commerce listings for medical face masks. And now for some related links. In case you're thinking that all these conferences being canceled and offices being closed is a bit of an overreaction, I point you to RSA, the big cybersecurity conference in San Francisco last month. Several big companies pulled out of the conference, but the event went on as planned. Now, two attendees have tested positive for COVID-19, the disease caused by the new coronavirus. And one, a 45-year-old engineer with underlying health conditions, is in a medically induced coma. I know that social isolation is awful and perhaps seems extreme, but it does save lives. On the other side of that calculation, yes, it also disrupts lives and finances big time. South by Southwest, the organization, has laid off about a third of its staff as a result of having to cancel the Austin event. It is all very, very bad. And here's what else we're watching in tech. Apparently, nothing is ever bad enough to stop the tech world from getting excited about new Apple products. There were a flurry of hardware rumors online Tuesday after an early build of iOS 14 leaked. And Apple could use some excitement over new products. One analyst offered up some possible iPhone sales numbers from the China market for February and said they were, quote, a doomsday scenario for the company. Speaking of doomsday scenarios, Bloomberg reports that the day trading app we just can't stop following this week, Robinhood, maxed out its credit line in February to, as the company said, prepare for the upcoming market volatility. Robinhood said it has paid back the $200 million, but analysts said it's not usually a good sign when companies max out their credit, nor is it a good sign when they keep crashing during the market volatility they were supposedly preparing for. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Calling all Marketplace super fans, it's your last chance to get our new Marketplace t-shirt with your donation of just $30. Whether you're giving for the first time or renewing your support, this is a deal you don't want to miss, and it ends this week. Head over to marketplace.org to get your shirt as a special gift with your donation today, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.